Montreal's blue-collar workers staged a one-day strike on Wednesday, their first in 17 years, affecting all non-essential services, but preserving things like snow removal, garbage collection, and urgent repairs. Union President Jean-Pierre Lauzon told reporters his 6,000-plus workers were sending a message to the city. If you want to keep us, pay us.
On considère que le cadre financier de la ville de Montréal, ce qu'il nous offre 11%, c'est d'appauvrir nos cols bleus.
Lauzon says the city is offering an 11% increase over 5 years. Hike, the union says, would make blue-collar workers poorer. Lauzon says workers are already being lost to other municipalities in the private sector, though the city says the 2024 turnover numbers are at 3.7%, not a figure they consider high. Still, the union leader said it's more than just a question of salary and retention. Under Projet Montréal, the city had put $45 million aside for the next 10 years to replace equipment. Soraya Martinez-Ferrada's administration, meanwhile, has cut that to just $18 million. And this winter has seen record complaints over potholes and snow removal that the union says are linked not just to the weather conditions, but to underfunding of equipment and repairs. We're lacking in budget. Our machines are in poor shape. We've got mechanics in the streets who are waiting for parts to make repairs. Our blue-collar workers are there for trash. They're there for snow. They're giving it their all. Workers have been without a collective agreement for over a year. They say they're back at the bargaining table Friday and hope the message will reach Mayor Ferrada loud and clear, to shift the offer from her negotiating team.
Madame Soraya Martinez, je lui demande qu'elle parle à sa table de négociation puis qu'elle donne un pouvoir pour être capable de négocier comme ça.
If not, they say an unlimited strike is not off the table. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.